Noah says, change your ways or drown. 15th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Salina, Kansas. Despite its proximity to Fort Riley, Salina, Kansas is a quiet town. Or at least it used to be before God told Noah Newell to build an ark and to expect a flood. The latter-day Noah says, quote, the flood will be of biblical proportions and will wipe out all life between Denver and St. Louis, except me, of course, and my family, Mrs. Newell and our two boys, Cain and Abel, unquote. The flood represents God's judgment against sin, Noah declared, citing, quote, loose morals and open unprotected borders, unquote, as the offenses that have offended God. Quote, he's not pleased with all the sex and nudity in the movies either, although he's okay with the violence, unquote. Noah said he received word from God 6 months ago and has been building the ark every weekend since. His wife, Ava, assured both reporters who attended the family's press conference, quote, it hasn't been easy. Gopher wood isn't easy to come by these days, especially in Salina, and cubits differ in length depending on whose forearm is used to measure. The couple's sons have been gathering a male and female of every plant and animal they can find. Seth said, quote, at least we hope there's a male and female of each kind. Sometimes it's hard to tell, and we sure as hell don't want to promote homosex even among slugs or snails, unquote. Reminded of God's promise not to send another flood to punish humanity, as this pledge is recorded in the book of Genesis and represented by the rainbow, Noah said, quote, God's changed his mind, which is his prerogative, unquote. The reporter asked, does God change his mind? Noah says, quote, if you'd read the Bible, you'd see it tells us that God repents. Repents means to change one's mind, yes. So, yes, God does change his mind from time to time. If I were you, I'd be getting some high ground, maybe the Rockies, although that won't really help because if God's decided to kill you, he's going to kill you, mountaintops be damned, unquote. During the week, Noah works at a job selling resort timeshares. During lunch, he hands out flyers that warn recipients to change their ways or drown. Most of his co-workers and neighbors are amused by his actions. One of his fellow employees, Wendy Mills, who wished to remain anonymous, said, quote, he's a nutcase if there ever was one, and if God's going to drown anybody, it'd be him and his nutcase family, unquote. Well, the ark builder said, quote, they laughed at the other Noah too, unquote. The ark is about 1/100 of 1% built, and at the rate of its construction should be completed in approximately 299.5 years, Noah estimates, God willing. Inshallah. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.